He was very handy.
Yeah.
Auto mechanic, truck mechanic, electrician, plumbing. My mother used to say he's a master of, what was the saying that
went?
Jack of all trades and master of none.
Well, I remember. I mean, he died when I was young. But I remember the other thing about Bedford Hills was the shop.
The garage.
In the garage.
Oh, yeah.
And I was always fascinated because there always seemed to be hundreds of
tools
and things that I had no idea what they did or why you would even want them. There's a lot of stories you tell where he was working on cars. He was always working on something.
Right.
And when you got the serious burns on your leg, it was also because you were sitting on the running board of a 1930-something Cadillac or LaSalle or something like that.
Chevy.
Right? Some Chevy or something. The running board of something, right?
Yeah.
And Grandpa was working on the car, trying to get it started.
Right.
And it backfired through the carburetor.
Right.
And he had some gasoline in his hand in a coffee can or something. That wound up getting knocked over onto you, and you got gasoline all over your leg and got third-degree burns.
Correct.
Right? You were in the hospital for how long?
2 months.
2 months. Wow. And they didn't think you were going to walk again.
That's correct.
How did you get through that?
Well, there was a Olympic runner, American. His name was Glenn Cunningham.
One of the greatest milers of his decade was Glenn Cunningham. A four-minute mile was far in the future, but in those days, Glenn Cunningham was the man to beat.
He had suffered third-degree burns also when he was younger. But he just started walking, started running, kept running, and survived and became an Olympic, American Olympic runner.
Aus der Mitte stößt der Amerikaner Cunningham vor. Cunningham liegt neben Kurz.
So I said, I'm going to do that too.
So he was your inspiration, right?
Yes.
Cunningham, Schaumburg, Lovelock, Beccali.
Yes.
Yep.
So I said, I got to do that too, and I did.
Oh, you did it.
Yep. Played baseball, became the fastest runner.
So you decided, I'm going to beat this. I'm going to walk again.
I don't care
what they say.
I did. That is until 6 years ago where I suffered a mild stroke.
Yep.
And affected my left side of my limbs. Slowed down on my golf. I don't play golf as well as I used to. And still walking.
Yeah, you're not running, but you're still walking.
I'm walking.